91X News.
It's 19 degrees and partly cloudy at 1 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon, I'm Sabrina MacDonald. Sisters in Spirit Vigil to commemorate missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls happened last night in Kingston. Daria Baiguziva has the story.
Around 100 people attended the vigil last night in Kingston. The event featured smudging ceremony, burning tobacco ties, and red cloth performance. Red dresses were hung to symbolize the absence of Indigenous women and girls. Over 1,181 faceless dolls were showcased to represent every woman and girl who had gone missing or had been murdered. The guest speakers at the vigil were Linda Murray from Amnesty International and Melanie Gray from Queen's Native Students Association. Jolly Brand, Aboriginal Women's Outreach Counselor at Kingston Interval House, encourages people to spread the word about this issue.
I would say to educate yourself, and then once you learn about the issues, write the government, talk about it, educate others. The more people that talk about this, the more people we can bring in, the more allies we can bring in, and maybe they'll continue to push forward in this inquiry and not just be all talk.
Daria Baiguziva, QNET News, Belleville.
A Barry fabric company has pleaded guilty after a workplace accident in 2014. The victim had been with the company for less than 3 months and was pulled into a carding machine. He had to be extracted by local firefighters and received surgery for the injury. Albury Canada Limited has been fined $40,000 for not following the Ministry of Labour's regulations. Blue Jays fans are celebrating today after the team beat the Baltimore Orioles 5-2 in extra innings to advance in the playoffs last night. Reporter James Gaughan talked to Loyalist students who watched the game.
Last night's Jays win left many people feeling relieved, including Loyalist film and TV production student Josh Knowles.
Yes, I was nervous, actually. I was sitting on the edge of my seat with my roommates, and, glad it worked out.
Quinn Wilson, also in film and TV production, agrees.
I had a bunch of buddies come over, and we all watched the game together, and the game was lots of agony for most of it, and then the extra innings happened, and it was just so much fun to watch that game, and we are all jumping around the house and screaming at, 11:30 at night.
Toronto now moves on to face the Texas Rangers in a rematch from last year's playoffs, which the Jays won. Wilson says he thinks the team can do it again this year.
It'll be tough against Texas just because of the history. There's going to be a lot of fire going on, but I think we match up pretty well against them. We just have to hit. They have a lot of really good pitchers, and they can hit well, but if we use the home field to our advantage and we take some games, we can probably go a little bit farther.
Knowles also expects the Jays to win the next series.
I think they can go at least the second round again. Like last year, I believe they can beat Texas. I don't know about Boston or Cleveland, depending on who makes it there. It'd be a real tough test, but at least the second round.
The Jays start their series with the Texas Rangers on Thursday at 4:30 p.m. James Gaughan, QNET News, Belleville.
That's QNET News on 91X to 104 in sports. Loyalist Lancers pay a visit to the Fleming Knights tonight. Game time is at 6 p.m. at Fleming College. Women's rugby tomorrow, game time at 6 p.m., and men's rugby game time at 8 p.m. at Loyalist College against the Fleming Knights. Toronto police say they are looking into an incident at last night's American League wildcard game that saw a fan throwing a beer can at Baltimore Orioles outfielder Hyun-Soo Kim during the seventh inning. With the score tied 2-2, pinch hitter Melvin Upton Jeter flied out to the track and left Kim made the catch despite the can, narrowly missing him as it came out of the stands behind the player. Center fielder Adam Jones, who is black, says he was taunted with racial slurs.
Throw something at a player, that's just as pathetic as it gets. And I hope they find the guy and I hope they press charges, because he's not looking. You can hit him in the back of the head and you never know what could happen. That's a full beer that's being thrown. And that's just not part of the sport, man. Call us what you want. We've been hearing it here for the last year. I mean, I've been here for a long time. But to put us in harm's way when all we're doing is focusing on the game, that's not part of baseball.
Speaking through an interpreter, Kim says something like this should never happen again, and it was a first for him and hopefully the last. The National League wildcard games tonight in New York as the Mets prepare to take on San Francisco Giants. The winner will advance onto the favored Chicago Cubs in an NL division series. Noah Syndergaard gets the start for the Mets, while the Giants counter with Madison Bumgarner. Send us your team or league scores. Email us at qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville is a mix of sun and cloud with fog patches dissipating this morning. High of 21 and a UV index 5 or moderate. Tonight is partly cloudy with a low of 13. Tomorrow is mainly cloudy and is clearing early in the afternoon with a high of 22 and a humidex of 27. At 106, it's 19 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Sabrina MacDonald. News on 91X next at 2:00.